John 7:39, the Holy Spirit. I want to talk to you about who the Holy Spirit is. In the book of John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, we see Jesus promising the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this section of scripture together. The Bible says, "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.'" Verse 39, "But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead, or the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is indeed God. It was the Holy Spirit who empowered Jesus to do all of those amazing signs and wonders and miracles. Let's dig into the scriptures together so we can learn more about who the Holy Spirit is. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, we see John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. In verse 16, the Bible says, "When he," that's Jesus, "had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him." After the Holy Spirit settled upon Jesus, Jesus then began his public ministry. It was after his baptism in water and baptism in the Holy Spirit that he began operating in the supernatural. Please turn to the book of Luke chapter 24 and look at verse 49. Jesus said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." What power is Jesus talking about? Jesus is talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. How do I know that? Because if you turn to the book of Acts chapter 1 and look at verse 8, Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Again, "you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." It was after the disciples received the empowering of the Holy Spirit that they were able to operate in greater authority. As you study the book of Acts, we see the disciples raising people from the dead and casting out demons. They were able to operate at this level in this power by the Holy Spirit. This requires us to establish a personal relationship with the Trinity being of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at one more verse together, found in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. The Bible says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." I personally believe that speaking in tongues is the gift that unlocks greater gifts. Why do I say that? Because when you pray in tongues or speak in the Spirit, you are edifying yourself. You're increasing your faith. You're increasing your boldness. You're increasing strength. It builds you up, even if you don't understand what you're saying. It requires boldness and faith and strength in the Lord to raise somebody from the dead. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we pray for a fresh filling, a greater empowering of you right now. Please loose my tongue so that I can speak in tongues. Thank you, Lord. Now please follow along. Keep in mind, your spiritual language will sound different than mine. Begin by making a noise. Ah. Now begin to move your tongue. Alashtekelakala. Turn your mind off and allow your spirit to speak. Alashtekelakala. Begin to pick up the pace. Alashtekelekhadajaletekha. That's it. You're praying in the Spirit. Keep going until your tongue is completely loosed. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the fresh baptism of you and of fire. We pray for greater levels of authority in the Spirit. We glorify your holy name, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.